This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2090. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 10th, Antarctica, Australia, Benin, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Egypt, Greece, Ireland, Kashmir, Korea North and South, Madagascar, Mali, Netherlands, Nicaragua, North America, Peru, Switzerland, Turkey, Uganda, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, I'm keeping track of LRA 36 Antarctica, whether it's on the air or not, for its scheduled Wednesday and Saturday only broadcasts, roughly between 14 and 16 UT, on 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. Well, it was not on the air on June 5th or June 9th, so we don't yet know whether it was taking a seasonal break or it's just being unreliable and irregular. However, note this date in the British TX Club, Howard Kuhl in Germany, points out that Wednesday, June 23rd, is the 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty, which might encourage LRA 36 to have a special transmission, but nothing confirmed yet. Speaking of Antarctic specials, the BBC midwinter broadcast, he says, will be broadcast again on 21 June, that's Monday this year. Presumably the time as before, 21:30 UT. We don't yet have the frequencies planned, but I expect we will before that date arrives. Regarding the reactivated Unique Radio, New South Wales on 3210 USB, we got word too late last week that World Radio time had changed. On Saturdays, it's at 13 UT instead of 15. Still on Fridays and Sundays at 11 UT. The new location is Manila, New South Wales, like in the Philippines, except there are two L's. It's only 32 miles from the old location in Gunnedah. They are about halfway between Sydney and Brisbane, but further inland. We don't expect too much reception in North America of this low-power broadcast, but Ron Howard was checking for it June 5th after 11:30 UT, but had strong DRM interference from adjacent 3205 North Korea. And that might also be a problem in Australia. In the IRCA group, there's been a lot of discussion about summer medium-wave DX across North America, all the way from TWR Benin in West Africa on 1566 kHz, such as Nigel Pimlet in Alberta. Notes the carrier comes around on around 0420 and goes off around 0505 UT. They only have a brief morning broadcast when we have any possibility of getting it in three or four African languages. According to the official schedule re-researched by WRTH, they're on the air with programming only between 0430 and 0505 weekdays, but on Saturdays and Sundays extended until 0520. This makes sense since sunrise currently in Benin is about 0530. So far, I've not been able to hear it in mid-North America, but if you can detect any carrier at all coming on or off the air at those times, you can be pretty sure that's what it is. Via a remote in Pernambuco, close to Africa, I did detect the carrier going off June 9th at 0505 and 53 seconds. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt quotes an item from an unknown source, but probably the network itself, about Canada's Rogers Sports and Media. Its news radio stations, including Toronto's 680 News, will be rebranded under City News, one word, capital N, to become a powerhouse local news offering in each market. This is strictly in brand identity only. Loyal listeners will continue to receive the same content. The others are News 1130 Vancouver, 660 News in Calgary, News 95.7 in Halifax, and 570 News in Kitchener. Obviously, the actual call signs are of no importance, but they do mention that 680 Toronto is CFTR, the initial standing for a tribute to the radio pioneer Ted Rogers Sr. In communication of the British DX Club, Chrissy Brand says, "In my opinion, Canada's national broadcaster CBC is possibly the best of its kind in the English-speaking world. Explore the CBC website and the various channels for a wide range of intelligent documentaries, features, national and international news coverage. One example of the range of content is a series called The Doc Project," that's D-O-C, "quality original documentaries, Canadian in focus, universal in scope," via the website cbc.ca/radio, "Add Another Slant," and "Doc Project." RCI may no longer bring to mind Radio Canada International, but it so happens there is a station in Chile using those initials. I'm not sure why. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil picked it up on 6210 RCI Radio Chile, June 3rd at 2307 to 2316, with IDs as that, and RCI Comunicaciones. Then I did some research about that. Apparently it's a well-established station, but I can't find any mention of AM, FM, or shortwave frequencies on their website. It's apparently a webcaster, which someone decided to relay on shortwave. The website is www.radioceleste.cl. Perhaps the I stands for Independiente, since that seems to be their corporate aim, as RCI Radio Chile. Then Lucio found more about it from Mark Harris in the Rodada dos Radios Escudos Facebook group, clearing up a little mystery. 6210 is a relay of RCI Radio Chile using the transmitter station number 1 called General Carrera of RCW Radio Company Worldwide. Between them, there is a friendship agreement. RCW broadcasts programs of RCI whenever possible. Another possible frequency is 7610. They also relay Radio France. Upon Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports about the relatively new Chinese network CNR7, known in English as the Voice of Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area. He heard it on 7345, June 9th at 1200, with time pips and full ID, with distinctive FM references. But note this, later on the same frequency, 7345 USB, there was the spy station known as V26, a while with Chinese numbers. Strong CNR7 QRM on the same frequency at 1214. I noticed in the IB roster of frequencies a number of entries designated HARM for harmonics, including the Vanuatu's, IRRS, WDSC, and CHU, and several from Cuba, including some that even I have not heard, but sporadic E propagation might now audibilize the higher frequencies if everything lines up properly. Notably, 27300 for the CRI Portuguese relay, which is nothing but music, only between 23 and midnight UT. Also, second harmonics of more CRI relay frequencies from the 9 MHz band during the hours they are on the air, 19580, 19160, and 19140. And we've previously noted some harmonics of Radio Havana Cuba itself, such as 12200, 12000, and another China relay on 11980. Ofer Bart in Israel on May 28th at mediumwave.info via the British DX Club communication about Egypt says, "For about a month, the voice of the Arabs from Cairo on 621 kHz, a megawatt transmitter, has disappeared. Another transmitter on 1008 kHz of the Palestinian program and Hebrew to Israel from the northern Sinai Peninsula has also disappeared. Many reports of the voice of Greece, only shortwave frequency 9420 if it's on the air, have noted defective modulation. But on June 9th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, "It was off the air June 7th and 8th, I guess, for repairs to the transmitter. It returned to the air today with excellent modulation and audio quality when I tuned in about 1750 on 9420. Some of our monitors have a very good ear. Alan Holder continues, I feel sure the transmitter currently in use is the repaired Continental unit. When it and the two Marconis were in use at the same time, it was easy to distinguish between the two types. The Continental uses pulse width modulation, and the sound quality is quite different. The audio processing gives a more dynamic or punchy sound, which is typical of that transmitter make. From the June 3rd ARRL letter via Paul Dubosch in the Michigan ARE tip sheet, a new 8-meter propagation beacon, call sign Echo India 1 Charlie Alpha Hotel, is now in the air from the west of Ireland on 40.016 MHz. The new beacon will transmit in both CW and PI4 modes with an output power of 25 watts into a horizontal dipole. The new 40 MHz beacon is designed to explore the possibility of VHF across the Atlantic. It may prove a useful propagation beacon for 50 MHz operators in North America looking for openings to Europe. It has the potential to be heard in the Americas and the Caribbean. More information at the website, or the blog rather, of EI7GL. Stephen Wiseblood in far south Texas has been exploring what it can get via various remote receivers. Via the one in Maui, Hawaii, he got All India Radio Srinagar, Kashmir on 4950, June 8 at 1505 in English. Lots of talk about vaccines and local news of India at 1523. Ron Howard in California reports on South and North Korea. The Voice of Freedom 6045, June 9 at 1050. For the very first time, I heard not only the usual super jamming white noise from North Korea, but also pulsating noise, North Korea jamming, as often heard against Shokaze. So two jamming signals against the faintly heard Voice of Freedom, which was unusable. As for Shokaze and Seabreeze, on 6040, Thursday, June 10th, the 13 UT broadcast was not in English, but in Korean. But the frequency was clear of jamming, while the parallel 5935 had strong North Korean pulsating noise jamming and Curium from Tibet. For most of the year, the so-called North American service of KBS World Radio, South Korea, at 13 to 14 UT on 15575, is inaudible or just barely. That's because they should not be using so high a frequency over a mostly nighttime path. But now there is more insolation on that path around summer solstice, and we are hearing it somewhat, such as June 10th. During that hour, they had some statistics about COVID in South Korea, and later on, a travelogue about hiking and other sightseeing on Jeju Island. So, give it a try, at least for me. We can only expect to hear it in the summer with decent reception. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, points out there's a test transmission from MGV, the Talata Relay site in Madagascar, on 17800. It had been Saturdays and Sundays at 12 to 13, but since June 5th, the time has changed to 11:30 until 12 UT, and it's daily. And he says this test transmission contains Burmese music, so we expect there may be a new clandestine broadcast for Myanmar. Please keep checking. Manuel Mendoth in Spain reminds us that Radio Mali 5995 has an English program. It's very irregular, however, a magazine program on Saturdays only. It was on the air on June 5th, 1845 to 1905. It's called English Magazine, News and Comments about Mali and other African countries. But other Saturdays he hears only African songs. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2090. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Geraldfinger in Cincinnati, who sent a check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, thank you for all the hard work to pass along DX information. You've been doing it for years and years. A nice public service, really informative. And he recommends FM DX Fishing in the car from a large parking lot he heard in Oklahoma City Station recently, KYIS 98.9. 6020 kHz will be remembered as one of the major frequencies of Radio Nederland, but now it's occupied by a private and licensed station in the Netherlands, Radio Delta International, a 1 kilowatt transmitter. Manuel Mendez in Spain was getting fair reception. May 30th from 0620 to 0733 with oldies, pop songs, and IDs in English as your shortwave station. Now, apparently about pirates in communication of the British DX Club, Axel Rosa says the frequency 7770 kHz is getting popular with the station from the Netherlands, Jan van Hent, using it regularly with low power. On 28 May, an experiment could be heard with JVG using the frequency in lower sideband and Radio 319 at the same time in upper sideband, and it seemed to work. He says, I was too near to hear them, but successful reception has been reported from abroad. Via the GRA blog in Argentina, an item from La Nación, I guess it must be a newspaper in Nicaragua, because it is about the 620 station of Radio Nicaragua, which has a new AM transmitter, which is powerful. Actually, it's 30 kilowatts, cost 175 kilodollars, and replacing the old transmitter. They don't say, however, that the old transmitter was rated at 50 kilowatts, but I suppose it had not been up to that lately. This is heralded as covering the entire country of Nicaragua, which I guess is possible from Managua for a country of that size. But 30 kilowatts is not a big deal. There are 250 kilowatts listed elsewhere in the handbook on 740 and 800, and some 25s on 540 variable, 720 and 1440. Attention BBC news readers, there is no excuse for mispronouncing the country Nicaragua. I logged several North American pirates the past week. Perhaps the most interesting was on 6865 USB, June 7th at 0228 onwards. World War II news recordings about D-Day, that being the anniversary on June 6th from 1944, including some contacts with correspondents of Columbia in New York, and some swing music of the era, identified at 0254 as Mixed Radio International, a joint production with Cool AM Radio in Europe. From Don Moore, Pennsylvania, in the Michigan ARE tip sheet, news about Radio Tarma in Peru. A post on the Spanish Facebook page Cadena de X about how Radio Tarma was attacked by members of a small remnant of the Sendero Luminoso movement in central Peru. On May 30th, some guerrillas destroyed the electrical power supply system and antenna power cables at a mountaintop transmitter site and planted rebel flags on the mountain. This happened in the middle of the night, and the rebels got away. So, is Radio Tarma off the air? Not from shortwave, either it was very brief or not affected. This may have been a non-shortwave site. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Embu, São Paulo, Brazil, says, it's been a while since I heard this station in the morning, but it was audible on June 4th at 10:11 until 10:19. That's 4775 kilohertz. Actually, I hear a carrier in the evenings about 4775.04, such as June 5th at 0202. An hour earlier, Wolfgang Büschel refined it to 4775.038. This may have been inspired by the current presidential election between the far left and the far right. Mike Terry forwards a story from Market Research Telecast, June 6th, about a Save UKW campaign in Switzerland, an online petition. It comes literally at the last minute because the end of VHF radio has been a government decision since 2017. Reading this story, it seems they're very confused or imprecise about their terminology. Ultra-shortwave or VHF, they're really talking about FM broadcasting being replaced by DAB. It so happens that DAB is also using VHF frequencies. Does discuss the situation in Switzerland and elsewhere in Europe. Even outside of vehicles, millions of fully functional radios in Switzerland would be useless. The Retain UKW initiative spokesman says that would destroy national wealth because nobody can use these devices anymore and nobody wants that. How many shortwave stations do you ever hear running a public service announcement about coping with COVID-19? The only one I can think of that I have heard is Voice of Turkey. They do say, however, besides good advice which still applies, a vaccine is yet to be found, so that thing must have been recorded at least 15 months ago. That was at 2217 UT, June 9th, on 9830 during their English hour, which is sometimes on the air and sometimes not. The new broadcast I mentioned last week on 15170, between 15 and 1530 UT, has attracted a lot of attention because it has not been identified. I recorded the entire program on Saturday, June 5th. The talk was all about Uganda. It was partly in English and partly in some other language, presumably Luganda. Obviously some political party involved. On some other days, not all of the half hour has been that way, but a variety of other programming in English. There are HFCC registration for something here every day of the week except Wednesday. Back on May 24th, Dave Kenny in the UK heard one interval signal from Romania at the close of the broadcast, so that must have been the site on that date. But these are test transmissions, so other sites might have been involved on other occasions. Lynn Pennington in the UK has some more elucidation. He says the speaker on the broadcast is Rashid Kasato, that's R-A-S-H-I-D-K-A-S-A-A-T-O, who also mentions the Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine, B-O-B-I-W-I-N-E. Dr. Rashid Kasato has been on People Power Radio, which may be an internet station. Langley in New Brunswick says this could be in support of Robert Kyagulanyi, who is also known as Bobi Wine, the president of the National Unity Platform Party, who was under de facto house arrest by the Ugandan military. I asked IRRS for any information about this. Sorry, the broadcast is under test, and the legitimate organization, not clandestine client, does not wish to make their name and address public. If any listener has any message, we will relay it to them. Reports at nexus.org, with the explicit request that it be forwarded to the producers. The transmission was still on the air on June 8th. I listened to it in its entirety, but there was nothing at all about Uganda on that broadcast. Instead, part of a podcast called Astronomy Cast. There's no signal at all on Wednesday, June 9th, as expected, but it was still missing on Thursday, June 10th, so we don't know what's next. Here is another mystery from Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, a new unknown broadcast on 9890 via Wolverton, UK, starting June 6th. It's scheduled for 19 to 24 UT, 250 kilowatts, 170 degrees to West Africa on 9890 in Yoruba daily, and on Sundays it's only at 21 until 22. Mike Cooper forwards an article in English from Der Spiegel in Germany, dated May 29th, titled Taking Aim at the Beeb. The BBC is under pressure as Boris Johnson tightens the screws. Quite a lot article I can't begin to condense, but inspired this comment by John A. Filiozzi. It bears remembering that public service broadcasting is under attack and being actively undermined everywhere. The principal English-speaking public serving networks of the U.S., PBS and NPR, BBC in the UK, RTE in Ireland, ABC Australia, RNZ and TVNZ New Zealand, and CBC Canada remain, as they have always been, vital community-building and democracy-promoting and protecting institutions, and are being intentionally placed in financial and existential jeopardy by governments who either no longer know or no longer care about such things. These public and non-governmental institutions are far from perfect, but they have been and remain a damn sight better than anything produced by the commercial broadcasting sector, which in its own self-serving way amplifies the idiotic blatherings of politicians through hyperbolically insincere anger-mongering of its hired on-air loudmouths. We will be much worse off without public service broadcasting. We should remember that and should loudly defend public service media against whoever seeks to undermine it. Mike Cooper forwards more news about scandals at the U.S. AGM. Actually, it's a press release from Foreign Affairs GOP part of the House of Representatives, dated June 2nd. House Foreign Affairs Committee lead Republican Michael McCaul calls for answers on reports of misuse of money and falsified credentials at U.S. AGM. In early May, World of Radio got a new time on WRMI Friday evening in North America, UT Saturday at 0130 on 9395. But it was only on once because the following week, something with a 4-week experimental contract replaced us. As far as we know, we will be back from June 12th, UT Saturday, at that time, but there's a possibility their program may be extended. That's UT Saturday, 0130, 9395. As we reported last week, WEWN suddenly switched its daytime Spanish frequency from 12050 to 12040. But it was not on the air on either frequency when I checked June 4th before 1500. By June 8th, they had returned to 12050, despite the collision with Duracenet 19 to 21 for Chad. However, the target areas are far apart, so maybe they can live with it. Ron Howard, California, reports on Radio Vanuatu, heard before 06 UT on 7260, and after 06 on second and third harmonics, 7890 and 11835, the fundamental being 3945. He says, I suspect there will be extensive special news coverage regarding parliamentary activities. I've been hearing many news items about goings-on in Parliament. There was a June 8th news story which says, the Speaker of the Vanuatu Parliament has declared the seats of the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, and 16 other government MPs vacant. The government had filed a motion to have the Speaker, Gracia Shadrach, removed, a feud which saw the MPs and Prime Minister Bob Loffman boycott Parliament for 3 days last week. But MPs, including Prime Minister, refused to leave their seats, with security guards called on to the floor as a shouting match developed. His latest report, dated June 9th, was at 10:55 to 11:14 UT on 3945 and 7890, while 11835 was blocked by China. They had preaching and religious songs, a full ID and frequencies. Their national anthem, which is titled Yumi Yumi Yumi, a fairly recent one written and composed by François Vincent Essay, and became the NA when the Republic of Vanuatu was founded in 1980. There was then an open carrier till a transmitter cut off via a timer at 11:14 UT. On June 4th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, the last few days I've been checking Voice of Vietnam for transmitter spurs. The problem seems to have been rectified, now heard only on 9730. No detectable spurs on either side. Maybe the defective transmitter has been repaired or switched to another one. These had been at multiples of 8 kHz on both sides of that frequency. However, I saw a report somewhere else about exactly the same problem from a transmitter in China. On the third Saturday every August, except last year, there is a Madison-Milwaukee get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts of all bands. This year, Mark Taylor is hosting it in Madison at his home. It's Saturday, August 21st, at 1 to 9:30 p.m. Central. For more information, contact Mark, who says, please RSVP, so I can plan the approximate number of participants. It's markokpik at gmail.com, or call or text 608-225-2690. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field, quiet to unsettled, June 16th. ANKNS is peaking at 15 and 4. Solar flux rising from 74 June 12th to a peak of 82 on the 22nd. That's World of Radio 2090. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.